Okay, everyone turn on your microphones. Turn off your mouth. Why do I still hear music?
I'm sorry, I'm here.
All right, let's do 10 seconds. Shut the fuck up. Keep your mics on and keep your goddamn mouth shut. Here we go. God
damn it, Adam! That was 9 seconds, dude.
Okay.
I'm not the last time. All right, everybody, welcome back to another fantastic episode of Tales of the Outer Rim, Stranger Skies. We're diving back into what could possibly be the last recording of this show, because we're so badass, we're gonna kill everybody in this house, and then we're gonna party. So, I'm Zach. I play Hez. We've also got John playing Captain Torque.
Hi.
We have Neb, or Ben. God damn it, every time. We have Ben playing Neb. We have Moose playing HW. We have Seeley. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't give anybody a chance to say. Ben didn't say anything, so I just kept talking. That's my fault. And we have Pi playing Seeley.
So.
And we are led, as I've said, by Adam through this nightmare. Adam, say hi and take over.
Hello. Does anyone want to do the recap, or do you want me to...
Who?
I don't know. So, you guys did get into the castle, though. I believe the gate shut behind you.
Found the princess.
There's zombies at the gate, too, right?
Hez downed. On one of my note cards.
Yeah, Hez got knocked the fuck out by... You guys walked into the courtyard and saw... It was like dawn-ish, and you were walking through this courtyard of this asylum, and everything kind of actually seemed fairly normal. Well, as normal as it could be, given the circumstances. As you guys were walking towards the front door, I believe you forced your way through the door. You asked to talk to Hubert, I believe, is how that went down. And when someone said... When one of the nurses said, give me a minute, let me go talk to him, you guys were like, no, we're going to force our way through this door. And
nobody delays the prophet of Diego.
Yes. I think you
should. I agree. We weren't the ones who pulled out firearms and disruptor rifles.
I think Hez actually shoved his foot in the door so it wouldn't
close. It was my wrench. My horse. It was Ambrosius.
Yeah, I thought they had the disruptor rifles.
That's what I'm saying.
They
it's not,
have
like, it's not like we started shooting and had disruptor rifles.
I mean, to be fair, they were vampires, so they were probably going to try to kill you anyway.
It can't eat me if they vaporize me.
Well, they weren't trying.
That is true.
That sounds hot.
Hez got knocked out.
Eventually got in, and Weekend on Bernie started running away, right?
Yep. You're still walking around, what's his name?
Carf.
Yeah.
Yep. You're just carrying around Carf. Well, I think you guys finally left Carf, didn't you? Or is somebody still walking around with him?
I thought he ran off to the Ryobi generator.
No, that's what that woman turned on.
Well, he's still in the hallway over here.
Yeah, that's where I've got him. I remember...
He may have been killed, because I think he came to at one point.
I feel like John punched him, didn't he?
I've got Carf at HP.
Okay.
What I remember like happening...
Somebody knocked him out again.
I think it was HW that knocked him out.
Was it? Okay. No, she was trying to shut the door.
And then at the end, Hubert was like...
Yep.
Which, by the way, we had... Hubert had yelled at us on two different episodes, actually. Before we did this whole courtyard bullshit, at the end of the previous episode, Hubert was like... Oh, I'm gonna kick your butts. And then all of a sudden, now we're in this serene, docile... The scene got retconned.
Is that really how that happened?
Yeah! We accidentally retconned. There's that.
Well, I didn't mean to. But that was how it ended, was you guys got into this big atrium, or lobby, I guess, I don't know, where there is this... that nurse is standing above you, it's a level above you on this stairwell where there's this generator that you can see, and then Hubert got onto the intercoms and told you that, yeah, this is useless. My plans can't be stopped.
I've already got the blueprints for the Burger King drawn.
I don't know. And then he told his minion to activate the generator. And this generator...
The answer is true love. Neb, kiss him.
Yeah, sure. That is always...
You're taller than me.
It's the fifth element. No, the generator kicked on, and it kind of... This wave pulsated out, and all of a sudden these creatures that... I believe I said HW was always kind of, like, semi-aware of them. Yes. Well, he's wearing the crown, too. Yes. But everybody else could not see these things and was not aware of them, but they have seemingly phased into existence around you.
Pretty sure Hez saw them once in the sewer when he was all tripped out.
No, Hez was just seeing visions of a Shoggoth. But that's where we left off. We can pick up again where you hear this dull hum of this generator, and you can actually like feel like these little pulses going out from it as it's running. They're like visible. They are visible, like pulses being sent out. Yeah, and you can feel it in your head every time this pulse hits you. It's just like everything actually kind of sounds a little bit dulled right now. Yeah.
Oh, we gotta do Destiny also.
Yeah, we need to do several things here right now. I'm sorry. I need to remove turn order, because we are going into combat. Well, maybe not yet. Okay, so let's see what happens. Yeah, let's roll Destiny first.
Oh, dang. Okay, so our Destiny pool is sitting at 4 light, 1 dark. Nope, I'm taking that back. 6 light, 1 dark. Please flip it last time. I was thinking the exact same thing. I lied. It's 7 light side and 1 dark side. I forgot Carter.
I want you to remember that.
Nah, give it to give it.
Switch it to dark. We don't want his help.
Yeah, okay. We did that last time too. Give it to Adam.
Okay.
So it's 6 and 2. 6 light, 2 dark.
Okay.
Unclean, unclean.
We'll say here, as the maid hits the button and all that happens, you see all these monsters appear around you, and the maid will go to pirouette on her heels.
What?
Pirouette. Whatever.
No, yeah, no, I'm just saying, this, I thought I was like an old lady.
No, it's like a middle-aged woman.
An amazingly spry old lady.
That's what I was like, this was Mary Poppins? What the hell?
I didn't describe her as old once.
That's fair. I think the picture kinda...
Yeah, well, it's a free asset.
Yeah, that's fair. Maybe it's like a middle-aged woman. Maybe it's your fault for not describing her earlier.
Oh, this middle-aged woman, she has like a couple of gray hairs, like a streak of gray hair going through her hair, a streak of gray in her hair. She goes to pirouette on her. I don't even know.
The center or like on the sides.
You got a rogue situation going on here.
It's right side. She's got like. kind of her. She didn't wear a lot of sunscreen as a little girl, so her face is a little leathery.
So like, she could be 30, like, but she also could be 50.
Yeah, she's got kind of wrinkles at the edges of her eyes. You can tell she smiles a lot.
Or smokes.
Yeah.
Still trying to figure out what a pirouette is.
It's like. it's like that little twirly turn, isn't it?
She spins on her heels.
No, I have no idea. I'm glad you guys know that.
It's French. You took French, didn't you?
And that means I'm supposed to remember
from high school. What do you go to learn for?
Right. Yes, thank you.
I did.
Wow. I'm offended. I'm offended that you would even... Thank you.
Okay. Maid spins on her heels.
Are her toes doing?
Nothing. They're cool. Pointed up. Her skirt swirls out in a big furl.
Yeah, you're good. Move on. I got you.
She goes to walk towards the door, and all of the creatures, if you guys were to guess what you would think to be their heads, all pivot towards her, and then the one closest to her in the right-hand corner away from you guys kind of phases out with the pulses that you can see coming from the generator, and then phases in and appears right in front of her, and then bites her head off. She is dead.
Oh.
Doesn't even get a chance to scream.
A classy way to keep your servants.
And then over the intercom, you hear Hubert saying, "I told her not to move. That fool. If all of you stand still and let me finish my ceremony, then I will personally kill the power to that abominable device and let you live."
So, Hez has quick draw innate on his weapon. Can I draw that fast enough that it doesn't draw any attention? Actually, what am I talking about? We have the weapons drawn, don't we? Because, yeah, okay, never mind.
What are you trying to do? Let's roll initiative first.
We rolling cool or
vigilant? I think at this point we're always prepared for the craziness.
Yeah, that's fair.
I want to say it's probably vigilance.
It's too late. Everybody rolled cool.
I don't care. There's more than that. So it's NPC, NPC, the two cosmic horrors that got 3 success, and then the beast from beyond, we're going to go last.
Okay.
You only have 4 NPCs, and you have 5 on the map.
Yeah, there should be one more. Okay, maybe. All right, what are you guys going to do? Well, actually, so I will say that the two PC, or the two, the one cosmic orb just starts rambling, or shambling towards the center of the room, like it is going on, it's going about its business as if nothing has happened since that lady got eaten. Almost all of these things, actually, as you guys watch them move around. So the one moves to the center of the room and is just kind of like nonchalantly moving. Like it is in its own world. Almost like it is in its own world. Like maybe it's kind of two realities kind of clashing together right now.
It's almost like two realities are clashing together right now, you guys.
Yes, thank you, Pez. So the one cosmic core moves to the middle, and the other one off to your right here, or I guess it would be Seeley's. Yeah, it'd be Seeley's right. Just starts walking towards you guys, towards the group, as though it's kind of lumbering through. It actually looks like it's reaching towards thing. Like, you know what? If you didn't know better, it would look like it's kind of trying to walk through a forest right now. Like, you can see it reaching up and pulling itself through something coming perpendicular out of the ground that you can't see.
The generator in view.
Hez, there's no way you can see it. You're too short.
Is there a chandelier in this room?
If you give me a light side point. You know what? No, that's fair. Yeah, there's a chandelier. This is a pretty posh.
All right, well, then give me that point back.
Oh, did I give it to you? Or did you
get I gave it to you, yeah. All right. Hez is going to, like, talk out of the side of his mouth. Okay, throw me again. This time, up. And I'm not going to take my turn. I'm just going to... If I get a turn, I want to try and fire from above that generator.
So you're just kind of going to ready an action?
Essentially, yeah. I'm using an incidental to say, hey, toss me.
Okay.
Don't tell the elf.
Okay. Is anyone going to throw Hez? The only people that are immediately next to Hez are Seeley and... I guess you could say Seeley, HW, and Neb. The only people that have a clear view of the chandelier are Seeley and HW.
Does it appear that the shambler to my right can see me? Or you said he's off in his own world?
Off in his own world. Does not seem to be aware of you right at this moment. You did see when Hez talked, you could see one of its, you could say maybe ears kind of perked in its in Hez's direction, but it doesn't seem to have acknowledged Hez's existence at this point.
I'm going to do the John Cena. I'm going to wave my hands in front of my face while looking at him. What does he do?
It shrieks in this horrible otherworldly noise that you have never heard in your life. It sounds like fingernails being dragged across
your brain.
A chalkboard with, God, what's another terrible noise? But with
that is an objectively terrible noise.
Yeah, but with like two noises
what's going
combined
out in the world.
with I guess like a Godzilla roar mixed in between there.
Okay. I'm going to disregard Hez's command after hearing that scream, and I'm going to bite this thing.
Okay. Let me set the dice pool.
Specifically, I'm going mouth to mouth to try to shut it up.
Okay.
Yummy.
Yeah, go for it. I set the dice pool.
One success, three advantage.
Yeah, you do pretty significant damage to it. So what's your damage? 4, 5? And you can recover wounds and strain? Yeah, this does pretty significant damage to this thing. This thing looks taken back.
It stop making noise?
No.
Is it muffled because my mouth is over its mouth?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so here's the problem. This thing's... I envision this...
Is it not a physical scream? Is it like a mind scream?
No, I was just envisioning... I guess I didn't try to even describe this thing. So this thing in front of you...
It is a mouth.
It's about 8 feet tall.
So you like, Michael, you just jumped up there like you're getting ready to do a layup.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Sealy's 7'10".
Yeah, that's
nearly eye to eye.
Yeah. This... The two cosmic horrors, you can label them.
God, I forget how tall she is. Oh my god.
You can label them as this because they look the same. That's what we're gonna label them as. Like, just because we need to be able to discuss them. They're about 8 feet tall. This one has antlers coming out of what you assume to be its head. That's where the scream came from. It's when it screamed, its jaw unhinged like a snake, and it probably opened, like, the maw is probably about 2 feet wide. But when you went to bite it, it shut its mouth reflexively, so you were able to muffle it. But it is still screaming. For hands, it has, you see, this one's bipedal. It's walking on 2 feet, but they are reversed. There's a word for it. But it's got, like, deer feet. Like, instead of having, like, human legs,
backwards knees.
It's got, like, double-jointed knees.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then for arms, it has these super elongated limbs which end in, like, just these super elongated digits that have what look like pretty clearly pronounced claws on them. And behind it, you can see that a tail is whipping behind it. But that's just for the cosmic horrors. You've got 2, 3 beasts from beyond that are, I guess I got them as, they're more blobs than anything. They're amorphous blobs. Like, sometimes they're reared up in a bipedal form, but most of the time they're crawling around on four legs. And they kind of just seem to morph between the two. If you guys have played Don't Starve, they're kind of like those insanity creatures.
Oh.
That's kind of what I envisioned.
If you want to know what that is, come watch us play video games on Twitch sometime.
Exactly. Shout out. But, yeah, they look like, I don't know how else to describe them. They seem to shift between walking on 2 and 4 legs, and that's all you've seen from them so far. But the cosmic horror, yeah. You latch onto its face, do some significant damage, and it seems surprised. Yeah, you can recover some health and strain. Next player. Probably about 20 feet away, 10 feet, 13 feet up. That sound right? That seems pretty fair for a chandelier.
Not my world.
I don't know. Just, like,
Is it within throwable distance? Because Hez is small.
E squared. I gotta do some math.
All right, Pythagoras. Squared. Just like theater of the mind.
B squared equals C.
Rule of cool. Can I make it if someone throws it? Is it a roll that's feasible?
Oh, yeah, it's feasible. I mean, you're throwing a raccoon. You can totally do that.
I'm gonna need you to.
I'm sorry. A small,
say raccoon.
Dingy looking fox.
Wow, dingy looking.
Very classy.
No, that's pretty fair for Hez. That's pretty fair for Hez.
This is in royal armor, thank you very much.
Yeah.
always forget how jacked HW is also.
All right. It's going to be a hard roll because you both are of similar mass.
What?
HW is also short.
He's super jacked.
Yeah, but yeah, that's totally fine. That's totally an athletics thing. But like, so Zach, think about it. Like, some things are easy to carry, but they're light, but they're awkward to carry. Like,
are you calling Hez awkward?
And yes. like massive, like
compared to HW, yes. This thing, Hez is probably like half the size of HW.
Probably yeah. At most.
Yeah, so that's like,
because Hez is only like 3 feet tall.
Yeah, how tall is HW? See, Hez is like 3 feet.
Whatever. Tall. Okay. Yeah, Hez
yeah,
is.
So
Hez
that's
is
why
nothing.
It's going to be a hard roll because that's HW. Fair. Okay, but that's what I'm saying. Like, it's just going to be awkward because like HW is throwing something basically the size of himself up onto a chandelier. Honestly, I should probably put a. It's fine. It'll be a hard roll. Two success
and two advantage. Hell
yeah, you are able to throw Hez up safely onto this chandelier right here. Actually, it's hanging right above this thing.
Perfect.
Which this thing, as you throw Hez up there, Hez, you can actually clearly see the cosmic horror below you.
Yeah,
look at you as it like just following your arc up. And as you go to get close to landing on the chandelier, its giant maw opens up and looks like you could probably fit in that if
yeah,
you fell
probably.
Into it.
Hez fears no dragon.
And then it like snaps at the chandelier as you land onto it, but it's not tall enough.
All right. Anything else?
Okay. As you do, you see the two beasts from beyond, the two big amorphous blobs, they kind of look like just like a moving pill right now, but as HW moves, the pills stop moving, and then you see two red lights. You can tell it's their eyes. Their eyes swivel towards you, and they're locked on you. Okay, so that is another PC turn.
Can I, take aim and fire at this generator?
Yeah, you had a ready to action. That's fine.
So I'll use my maneuver, aim. I can use my maneuver to hold on, and I...
No, you're fine. I'm just... Yes, go ahead and shoot. I'm already just, like, planning the next thing I'm doing. Right.
I put my boost on there for me.
Go for it.
Woo! Two success, two advantage, that's where I am.
Okay. So, what do you want to do with that triumph?
Can it obliterate that one that's next to it? Or at least severely wound the one that's standing next to it?
Sure. You shoot the generator and a chunk of it, like, it doesn't shut off, but it looks like you've done some significant damage to it. Yeah. Like, this thing looks like if you shot it again.
Oh, I totally forget. I forgot. I get one more success and one more advantage because my first... Oh, wait. Hold on, let me double check. I don't know if it only counts for creatures or if it's...
No, you're fine. I can add one more.
It is... Add one success and one advantage. I don't... Either way, that's enough for me to crit also. That's three advantages. All enough to crit. Can it be leaking some sort of something or other? Like something flammable? It doesn't have to turn off or anything, but like, can it? Like, I hit a line somewhere.
Yeah,
and there's like fuel leaking.
Slowly leaking fuel.
Like, I'm sure it's got enough fuel that it won't shut off, but it's making a neat little click.
Yep. So you do some pretty significant structural damage to this thing. It actually looks like if you shoot it again like this, it'll probably stop working. You are able to the shrapnel off of. The metal shrapnel off of this thing actually reflect off into the creature behind you or behind it, and it takes a couple points of damage.
Oh, because this doesn't have glyphs on the metal that hits it.
No, that's fine. Like these things are in your reality right now. You don't. I guess I'm giving away too much there, but it's just shrapnel.
Yeah.
All right. Oh wait, shit. I'm sorry. PC turn. Wait, who? I'm fucked up here.
Go for it, man.
I do, don't I?
Yep. I don't know.
No, John, stop.
What about weapon?
What about Carter?
You guys said fuck you, Carter, and hung up on him.
Well, yeah, he did.
Okay, I guess I can't use my leadership as being able to go twice.
You could radio Carter and see if he'll come play with you.
Nah, I'd rather die in glorious battle than let Carter
come. All right, so who's going next? Torque or Torcot or Neb? Who wants to go?
Go ahead, Torque.
Do you say that's a medium range to that generator?
Yeah, but you're going to have some setbacks because there are railings in front of it. The only reason Hez got a good shot at it was because he's on...
You can't set back a grenade launcher at him. Not with the railings and flammable fluids on the floor.
You're going to take one setback because you're shooting right through Sealy.
I'm making out...
I can maneuver. I can step up.
Yeah, that's fair.
I always forget you have a grenade launcher.
How many more bullets or grenades do you have? Too many.
I have 4.
Okay.
Most of the time, in a situation where I want to use it, there's always other people in the way.
Okay.
This is the moment.
All right. Ready?
Hang on, wait. I'm going to use a dark side point.
The monster next to it has a baseball bat.
God damn it, John.
John, fine tune to the speed set.
Okay, go for it.
It shoots curveballs now.
Yes!
No way! Complete wash!
Wait,
that's...
Why?
Oh, because
my roll is so much harder than Hez's is. I have a longer range weapon.
Your rolls are exactly the same as Hez. You upgraded your side, and I upgraded my side. It's 2 purple. It upgraded 1 purple to a red. We're going to say that you take a shot with your grenade... And it just catches a bad bounce and bounces over to the right stairwell. Doesn't explode. Looks like the guy sold you a dud grenade.
That just means you can pick it back up and use it again.
I mean, yeah, picking up live ammunition. That's safe.
See? He said it was safe.
It's canon.
Now nothing can happen.
Nothing bad ever happens from picking up dud ammunition off the fucking range.
It's canon. You said it.
You should probably hit it with a hammer, too, just to make sure that it's still primed.
Hey, I have a wrench. Don't tempt me.
Here we go. I'll write.
You should get it with your whip and try to throw it at somebody. Like, grab it and whip it at somebody.
Oh, my God.
The shenanigans.
Totally.
They're not prepared.
All right, Neb, what you gonna do?
Well, since everybody else is trying to go for this generator keeps missing, I think I'm gonna try for this generator as well.
I damn near blew it up.
I'm teasing, but I would like to move to the left and forward a little bit so that Hez is not directly. Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's sitting on a chandelier.
Okay, sweet.
It's true.
I would like to move forward then at least right here, or maybe a little closer. Is that okay?
You and Torcot are now blocking the doorway if you do that. It's a double door.
It's a double door?
Yeah.
So if I stand back here, can I still shoot through?
You will take a setback die because you're basically shooting right next to Torcot.
Alright. That's fine. Let me get my pew-pew out.
You're going to take 2 setback die, actually. 1 for shooting right next to Torcot, and 2 because you're shooting right... You actually don't have a great shot at this generator. You know the general area, just...
Oh, I scooted back from Torcot.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, is there's a big guardrail right in front of it, like a solid wall, like a...
Am I able to move more forward, like right here?
That would make it worse.
That would make it worse? Oh, shit, okay.
Think about the angle, because you're like...
Right,
you're correct. Like right here, this thing is sitting behind this wall. The further back, you're probably at the best angle you're gonna get, So you sitting right this far away, you can probably just see the top of this generator. The closer you get, the less you can see.
Okay. I got what you're saying. All right, so I'm going to get my gun out.
Pull out my gun.
And then I pulled out my gun.
It'd be like the most magnificent shot. Oh, here it is. Shotgun. Pew pew. All right, get ready. Nothing good. Oh, I got an advantage. There we go. It blows up. The bullet goes by it so fast, it just blows up.
My advantage is that it gets destroyed. No. But you can pass that on.
All right, I'll just pass it on. I guess, yeah, next round, I guess, of our turns.
You can say that. How about, like, a spark falls down by the gasoline or the fuel?
And blows it up?
No, but it, like, it looks like
it's close enough that it might start igniting a flame.
Yeah.
Okay.
NPC turn.
Like 10 NPCs now.
Why are these all jacked up now? Okay, so we're back to... We're not back to anything. We're to the...
It says, preparing the TPK.
Yeah. One of the creatures will... The creature that ate the nurse is going to phase out with the pulses and phase back in over in front of Torkot, just out of range of attacking him. The other one is going to phase out and phase in right next to Torkot and take a bite at him. Well, it's going to actually go to claw at him.
TPK's in phase real quick. clever.
Complaining. Bloop. Ooh, that looks like it hurt. John, how did that feel? Are you dead?
No.
Good.
Wow.
We've got 6 successes to advantage.
That's 15 damage.
Ouch.
Adam?
Yeah, you said we're all gonna die.
I did say that, but I don't think you're gonna die. All right. This last one is going to come up. So that was 2. This last one's going to come up and take a swing at HW. Okay. Mm-hmm.
He makes that weird symbol that Hope always does when everything avoids him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right?
What was that?
I don't know. Click. All right. Here we go.
That's 13 damage.
What's your soak, though? You don't need 13 soak. It reduces your damage. So this thing rears up and takes a slash right at you with one of its amorphous claws. Ceiling.
It's an anamorph? Yeah. Sorry.
One of them's stuck in hawk form, actually. It's really weird.
Tobias, no!
And then one turns into a dinosaur for some reason?
Why the fuck not?
Yeah, they can't do that. Not when they go back to the future. One of the cosmic horrors is going to... Seeley, the one that you are French, like, making out with, is going to attack you with... It's going to bite you now. 8 damage. So as you're biting down over its mouth then unhinges and then goes to bite back down on your face again. It's got Pierce 1. How does that work?
It just avoids 1 soak.
And then Ensnare 1?
You have to have 2 advantage to activate it, and it prevents them moving for a turn?
Alright. Well, that's that one. Seeley, are you dead?
Nope.
Good.
Jesus.
The last cosmic horror is going to try to attack you, Hez.
The world is a vampire.
It's going to take...
Attack me?
Yeah, it's going to try to attack you. It's going to take 2 setbacks, and it's going to be a hard attack because you're out of reach. It's going to jump up.
Jump up, and keep down.
Wait, Neb, did you move? No, you never moved, did you?
Only HW? Oh, no, Torque.
No, Neb stayed right... Neb moved to right where he's at.
Neb, you'll notice as all this is going down that all the creatures seem to be just ignoring you.
Wait. Whoa. All these creatures seem to be ignoring me.
So, one failure, two advantage for the Cosmic Horror. So, it goes up to bite you. Misses as it jumps up, though, it does start the chandelier to swing. So, you're going to take a setback on your next shot.
Take a setback on my next... Okay, like, he hit the chandelier, and it's, like, rocking back and forth.
Exactly. Okay. Back of the turn order.
Wait, did you say Neb? Or Hez has to take a setback?
Oh, me. Hez. I'm swinging on the, okay. Chandelier.
He's on the chandelier. The creature lunged at him, and it didn't hit him, but it knocked the... It bumped the chandelier.
Okay. I thought you said Hez, but then I was like, wait a minute, were they talking to me?
No. I asked if you had moved, and you hadn't, which is good. Okay, top of the turn order. Who's going when?
Do you guys want me to just shoot the thing?
Yeah, I mean, well, you gotta take a setback, guys, so I guess if you just want to go ahead and get it over with, you can.
Well, I didn't know if you guys wanted to do something else first before I blew it up. Alright, I'm also gonna use my maneuver to aim again. I'll add my setback. I've already got it. But you don't have to worry about it.
What's the aiming do?
Gives me a boost. It sacrifices a maneuver to boost.
Are you adding the boost in on your side, or do you want?
Yeah, I got the. I got boost and a setback.
Do you want to upgrade this?
I'll upgrade it. I'll put it. No, I'm not. I'm just gonna shoot.
Okay, go for it.
Stop trying to tempt me with your.
I'm just.
Ah! Wait.
No!
Did you add a setback also?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so there's no failure. It's just a no success, no failure, and two advantage.
Hey.
What?
So I forgot to add the advantage for your check that Ben gave you.
Oh, hold on, I can roll a C.
Okay, do that.
I didn't. Oh my god, I didn't click out of the box. Okay, so technically I have a success and two advantage.
Excellent. What does suck is that doesn't kill the generator. To advantage, here is what I will...
Can the little liquid be on fire?
Yeah. It looks like in about probably 12 more seconds, it'll run up to the generator and probably explode.
Well, it doesn't have to explode. I just want it to be on fire so that as it spreads, there's just more fire. Like, I want it to start spreading, like...
This thing looks like it's about to just fucking give up the ghost, dude. Okay. Like, it is sputtering pretty fucking hard. Maybe not explode, but, like, if it catches fire, it's probably done.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to, if you want to draw this out, I'm giving you an opportunity.
No. We'll say probably two more rounds, which would be, like, about 12 more seconds. The fire will probably follow the trail of fuel and kill the generator. Good shot, Heads.
Hey, thanks.
Who's next?
Seeley bites back.
Oh,
I love it.
Hang on. Here you go. Go for it, Seeley. Oh, you did.
3 success, 2 advantage.
Okay, yeah. That does, again, you're able to just like, you're like in a weird, almost, kind of like, thumb war, where you're like going up over, like constantly going over the next person's thumb, but with your mouth on their mouth.
Oh.
You're like, no, my mouth's bigger.
It's the smallest hungry, hungry hippo playing.
I was just thinking about hungry, hungry hippos.
You seem to be doing some significant damage when you do this, too. You think maybe a couple more rounds of this, and you might actually have this thing licked. Oh, God.
Gross.
But I'm dumb.
You're also able to heal... one wound and one strain for each advantage. Or each success.
It's 3 total.
Yeah. Okay. Next.
Seeley bites again.
Okay. That sounds pretty logical.
Hez throws his utility belt. Talent.
My lord!
He has no idea what's going on behind him. He's just trying not to fall off a chandelier.
Wait, HW has a gun, right? As this machine, as the generator, it seems to just struggle to run. Because it's had some pretty terrible damage done to it. Almost catastrophic damage. You can hear the motor sputtering as it, like, attempts to continue to run. And as it when it sputters, those pulsating sound waves that are coming out of it definitely stop. And when they stop, these creatures around you just seem to start to fade out of like existence. Oh, that's true. That is true. Do you have any skills? What? No. What'd you do with your talent tree? Okay.
He spy on his strength and charisma alone. Oh, the good stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Make a valiant last stand? Yeah. Yeah, they're just making out right now, man. You sure can.
RNGs.
Is it a knee or an elbow with that, though? Like, yeah, it's definitely an elbow. Wait, no. Yeah, it's an elbow. But yeah, go for it. Actually, hang on. Oh, one failure for advantage. I gave you one boost die because it is... Yes. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. You basically, like, swept its leg out. Like, you didn't damage it, but your pick caught the foot and that you were swinging at and pulled it up, so now it's off balance.
For advantage, I think it should be prone. I mean, you need to make it prone, usually.
Oh, well then, yeah, sure.
Or does this thing not have prone? Is it just all legs?
No, it's got...
Oops, it's got, all legs!
It's got two legs, a tail, and two arms. Yeah, we'll say you knocked it prone. I don't know.
Steve, no, I fall down on top of it.
Okay. Awesome. It makes it back to you. No, I'm kidding. It doesn't. It winks. No. Okay, we got Neb and Torcott. What you gonna do?
Neb's just gonna continue to smoke his cigarette.
Did you actually light a cigarette?
Yeah. Why not? Okay. Everybody's so... just... standing there, we got a ghost in front of me. Can I shoot through it?
Yeah.
You can shoot it. Everyone else has been.
You can shoot around it. I will say, when you go... This is a free action. I'm letting you do this with a free action. When you go to light your cigarette, to smoke it, your body movement seems to alert the two creatures right next to you, and they seem to be aware of your presence now.
Sweet. Now I'm going to grab my gun and shoot him.
There. Okay.
Is that okay? Can I do that?
Yeah. Of course.
Oh, yeah. Great, powerful DM.
Come on, guys. I'm not that much of a dick. Yes. Go for it.
All right. Shit. Well, shit. No. Sweet. I got success and an advantage.
All right. 8 damage. With one advantage. Do you want to pass that on for the boost die for the next turn to somebody?
Well, is it Torcott after me now? Can I pass it on to him?
Yeah. We'll say that your gunshots light up the room a little bit. Like, the area is already lit, but... No,
fucking
okay.
Lit, bro.
No, let's say lit. That you're, because you're shooting at this creature, you're able to draw its attention off of Torcott and onto you. Freeing him up to do whatever he wants to do.
Nice. Nice.
9. Terrifying.
That's
wrong. Your shots ring out through this thing, and it does damage, but like this is just a beefy creature in front of you. It seems like it can soak up some damage. Torcott, your turn. Do you want to go pick up your artillery over here? Your unexploded munitions?
No. I'll hit the guy in the doorway with my shock lance.
Are you sure?
Well, now that you said that, no.
Just to remind, that generator has you have a boost die towards shooting that generator, and there is fire that'll get to it. I'm just reminding you that the generator is still there.
Yeah, but you made his ammunition defective.
Okay. I got the dice pool set for whatever you want to shoot. Do you want to shoot the guy?
Adam. Really?
I'm sorry. Like, I'm not
No, that's how it rolls out.
One failure, three advantage. Oh, hey. Let me roll one boost die.
Yeah, don't forget about that boost. Oh, what?
No, it's just an advantage. It's four advantage.
Okay, I was going to say. What the fuck? Man, how can you fail on a boost?
Torcott, in the chaos of everything, you raise your shock lance up real quick to shoot at him and just happen to miss. But you have three advantage. What do you want to do with your three advantage?
Pass on to the next person.
Okay. All right.
All right, everybody, we're going to call that the episode. If you enjoyed the show, please check out the website, talesoftheouterrim.com. You can find the links to all our socials and links to the Twitch, the Twitter, all that. You can also find a link to the Steph Make Peace of SoundCloud, where you can check out the music for the show. Steph did a great job, and we really appreciate it. Check her out. Her SoundCloud is Make Peace. We are nearing the end, so get ready for a grand finale. Maybe not next game, but the one after likely will be the end, so guess the ending if you can. All right, have a good night, and may the Force be with you.
John, come look at my bees.